for tuning in to Be Inspired with Erica Jefferson. Visit us online at www.beinspiredshow.com. Stay tuned for your inspiring message. And remember, make the most of the life you're living. Maximize the life you're given.
Welcome to Be Inspired with Erica Jefferson, your one-stop shop for inspiration. I'm Erica, your host, and I'm so excited about today's show. So first and foremost, happy Thursday. That means it's Be Inspired Bible Study Night. Also, check out what's coming up on today's show. I think you're going to love it. So our author in the Be Inspired Cafe shares how she wrote her entire book in one night. Also, a verse that calls us stupid. And it's found in the Bible. You're going to want to hear about that. All that and so much more coming up on today's show. But right now, let's get into our word of the day. And it's Proverbs 12:1. And this is actually the verse that calls us stupid. And it's a New International Version. So it depends on what version you're reading. But listen to this. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. I praise God for this because it's so easy for us to hate discipline. And I shared earlier in our daily devotionals this. A lot of times we get upset when things aren't working out the way we want. Let's say our bank account is empty and we've been praying to God for financial blessings. Well, guess what? If your bank account is empty, it's probably God teaching you financial stewardship. And that's just an example. A lot of times the areas in our life that are hurting, for me, it was having a messy home. Those are the areas that God is chastening us in because he wants us to grow in it. So if you're looking for God to move you forward in your ministry, if you're looking for God to move you forward in your marriage or any other aspect of your everyday life, then embrace discipline. This verse is so powerful because it goes so far as to say, he who loves discipline loves knowledge. So that is my encouragement for you today. Don't be the person that hates correction and is called stupid, but be that person that not only loves discipline, but recognizes it. So don't bellyache and complain when everything's not going your way, but truly just thank God for the discipline, because the word also reminds us that he who God loves, he disciplines, just like we discipline our children. So Proverbs 12:1, write it down, meditate on it, share it with a friend. That is our word for the day. Now, I want you to welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe a very kind and warm spirit. I enjoyed speaking with her greatly. She is an author, she is a speaker, and she's also the founder of an organization for young girls. Welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, Jackie Gaskins. Jackie, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm blessed.
Yes, I know. You have been a blessing to me in just this short time that we've been talking. So can you tell us about your book? Because the title just jumped out at me. So tell us about that.
Well, it's called The Four Princesses, and the Lord literally told it to me as I slept one night. I know that sounds crazy, but as I slept, I heard God telling me a story over and over again. I decided after hearing it a couple of times to get up. I typed it up, and by 6 a.m. when my husband's alarm went off, I had a children's book.
Wow. In one night. Wow. So you are the founder of Virtuous Girls for God. What can you explain to us what Virtuous Girls for God is?
Yes. In December 12th this past year, I heard the Lord say that this book was going to be our John the Baptist. He was going to be a forerunner for this ministry. And God called me in a dream and told me that I was called. And I had a vision of girls getting ready, prepared for battle. They were putting on their camouflage pants and boots, and God said, you need to prepare these girls for battle, and they're going to be victorious. So in this time, this day and age, I just have a heart for girls that will live pure lives, be virtuous, and seek after the things of the Lord.
If you could say three actions that listeners could take right now concerning what you're most passionate about and what you've learned in life, what advice would you share with them?
Well, I was a runaway as a child. Actually, in Easter time, I ran away in high school, and I the Lord chased after me. God was, his love was so strong that he came after me, and so God is always there. You are never too far for him. We just have to turn around and reach out to his hand that's been extended to us all this time and allow him to love on us and to change our lives. So just to realize that you're never too far gone, that we repent and we turn back to God, and he is there to pick us up and clean us off. And secondly, his word is true. I don't care what anybody's opinion says. God's word is God's word, and that's what I want to hear. So if you have a question about anything, go to his word. And thirdly, that God has placed gifts within each of us, and we're to use them for his glory, that he has a plan for us, a plan to prosper us and not for harm, and that he wants us to use these gifts to affect others and to bring glory to his name. Time is short. He is coming back soon, and I know God wants everyone to come to know him, that he want, we are all his children, and so I just pray that he can use us as a just a tool of his love to be shared to other people. And I know I've seen healings. We've seen people risen from the dead. I just know God is doing an awesome thing in these last days.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So tell us, you just shared the miracles that you've witnessed. Can you share maybe one that just really stands out to you?
Well, I have a cousin that it was a drug addicted, and he's been in and out of prison. And one day we had a phone call, and they said that Tony had died, and I just told my mom I had it. Something rose up in me. I've never had this happen. I said, no, we've got to pray for him. So my mom and I prayed over the phone. We weren't there to lay hands on him. And we pray, God, if he does not know you, we save him from the grasps of hell and bring him back. Give him a chance to come to know you. We got a phone call 5 minutes later that said, oh, they resuscitated him. It's a miracle. We don't know what happened. Boy, I did. My God is good. And his word goes forth. And his spirit is not limited to just being with me. It went forth that day because we prayed. It says, if you agree, it shall be done. We agreed in prayer. And I was able to share it with my cousin Tony. And I know God is going to do a miracle in his life. He's not there yet, but I know God's not going to allow him to die until, if he does, we'll pray him back again.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Do you have, like, feel free to share. I just love hearing the testimonies that just give God the glory. And so what more, like, what other things have you experienced? Because I always ask that question, why is God real to you, you know? So.
Well, we went home to Indiana this past summer and didn't know really why we were going, but we went, and it was a God thing. We met a lady that she had just found out in May, which is just a couple months, that her 5-year-old son was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and they had pretty much prepared that he was going to die. And I just knew he wasn't. I knew God is a healer. His word is true. It says, by his stripes we are healed. And we, in the driveway, I just asked God to open up the door. And she came over one day, and we were able to pray, and we laid hands on her little boy. And do you know, he is completely cancer-free. He defied all doctors, and he's cancer-free. And I've seen this over and over again. God is a God of his word, and we are not – I mean, our job is just to do what he called us to do, to pray for people, to lay hands on them. And then it's his job to release the healing. And so we can't doubt. We can't doubt what he's able to do.
Well, I want to thank you so, so much. And all the information that you'll need for Jackie's book, to learn more about her, to listen to this interview, all of that stuff is on the Be Inspired website, and that's BeInspiredShow.com. Jackie, thank you so much for taking time out to be in the Be Inspired Cafe. Now it is time for our ha-ha, aha moment. And our question from yesterday was this. I love these. They're so silly. What did the buffalo say to his son when he went away on a long trip? What's that one? He said, bison. Bye, son. Get it? So that's the answer to yesterday's question. Our question for today is, what part of a fish weighs the most? If you know the answer, send it to me at info@beinspired-online.com. What part of a fish weighs the most? Now, on for our movie clip, this is our inspirational movie clip. And if you know the movie clip, then you could be this week's winner. So check this out.
You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Now that's inspirational. If you know what movie it's from, send me the email. Now to our song of the day. And I actually heard this artist talking about basically the story behind the song. So his hope was that we don't get caught up just in the music, but really listening to the words. And I hope that when you hear the words of this song, that you can say the same for yourself, that no matter where God leads you, you will follow him. And so this is I Will Follow by Chris Tomlin.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow.
I
so that's Chris Tomlin, I Will Follow. I love that song. That's our show for the day. So if you have any prayer requests, I'm serious when I say send those to me at info@beinspired-online.com. I want to touch and agree with you. I know that God answers prayers from my own personal experience. And if you don't want to let me know all the juicy details of your life, I completely understand. Just send me a message that says, Erica, pray for me, and I want to touch and agree with you. That's our show. And so remember, make the most of the life you're living. Maximize the life you're given. Find out on tomorrow's show a song that I played so much that my husband wanted to rip my CD in half. You're going to get to hear that song tomorrow. Have a blessed and productive day. Take care.